welcome to Be Simply. This is She, and I want to give thanks to each and every one of you that are connecting in this moment. We are blessed to have Reverend Robin Youngblood with us today. She is going to take us through a series of prayers, which also will be spread out with some music, allowing us all to connect in our heart space and silence and welcome in the much-needed healing within our disconnect with each other and this beautiful planet. I would like to acknowledge all the mothers that have given life to each and every one of us here on planet Earth. It has come to my attention before Robin and I decided to put this together so those of you that are spread out around the world could tune in as the community at Oso, Washington comes together around Grandmother Tree. There was a mudslide in Washington State that completely took out a town and a community. 43 people moved on that day. Many other families are being impacted and suffering from post-traumatic stress. It has come to my attention that there has been some difficulties with the agencies that would normally support these type of things in getting financial support to these victims. Rather than create too much of a conversation around that, we thought it might be beautiful if you're inspired to share this broadcast and encourage people to take a moment to be silent with themselves, and if they're inspired to please support the cause, hand-to-hand giving. We are noting the Oso community, and if those around the world that know that there's hand-to-hand giving going in the other locations that we mentioned during this broadcast or the ones that we do not know about, please email me at suzannetoro@gmail.com. We'll include those links on this meditation, and this is an eternal meditation, so we can keep the giving going beyond this moment. So without further ado, clear some space for yourself, connect to the community out in Oso as they gather around the Grandmother Tree. Robin, I want to thank you for extending this special moment that's going to be unfolding right now on Mother's Day at Grandmother Tree in Oso, Washington. And I would love for you to share, before we get into the collective prayer, just a little bit about what the needs are of the community and how those of us that aren't right there can support all of you during this time of transition. And then you can also just share how your heart, all of our hearts, go out to all the different areas in the world that are experiencing similar types of trauma and aftermath.
Oh, thank you, Suzanne. Mother Earth is speaking quite loudly right now. There have been earthquakes in many places, volcanoes erupting, a huge mudslide in Afghanistan. Mother's trying to tell us that we can't continue doing what we've been doing. We need to learn again to live in harmony and balance with the earth and all of creation. We can't impose our will on it and expect Mother to placidly sit by and let us do that when we're harming her. Mm-hmm. Whether it's fracking or clear-cutting forests on top of mountains, or bombing, or stealing young girls from schools. None of this works. None of this is what Creator and Mother Earth want for us. And we're all wounded. And there isn't a person on the planet who doesn't carry the multi-generational grief of what we've done. It's time to stop that, make the changes. Part of the reason that we're going to the tree in Oso this weekend on Mother's Day at 11 a.m. is to share a prayer for the children. both the children who passed at Oso and the children of the world, whether it's the girls who were stolen from the school in Nigeria this past week, or whether it's our own children who are afraid to go play outside because they might be stolen away. So at this time, we want to pray for our own healing and the healing that will bring balance and harmony to Earth, to the plants and animals and trees, and to all our relations, human and otherwise. There will be many of us standing at the tree. The tree in Oso was our tree. It was the guardian tree on our land. It is the tallest thing left standing in the valley. And the rescue recovery team out there has put a beautiful placard on the tree stating Oso Strong and the time and date that everything happened. And a wreath below that, we've hung prayer ties for those who passed and those who survived. And we're going to do a short ceremony, stand in meditation, and then sing in celebration. So everybody's invited to join from wherever you are through this meditation. Great mysterious one, grandmothers and grandfathers, our ancestors, and all those who guide us. We come in this time in humility, knowing that we are but a grain of sand along the ocean beaches of the world. In this time and in this way, we give thanks to all of creation, to the air that supports the great bird, sky, that teaches us how to soar and fly free, to fire that warms us through grandfather's sun, that teaches us how to take care of ourselves with warmth, that shows us the passion, the fire that lives within us. We give thanks to the great waters. Without the waters, we have no life. We give thanks to the clarity of the stream and those that are polluted, and we ask that they be freed. We give thanks to Grandmother Ocean, who supports all life that came from this planet. We give thanks to Mother Earth, who nurtures us through all her plants, through the trees that breathe out so that we can breathe in and recycle our breath and use it for their own life. As we stand in humility, in surrender, and in thanksgiving, we recognize our own need for healing. We look within ourselves and face the fears that we all live with, knowing that by facing them, we can find their opposite, the love that is a part of all humanity. That love is our greatest source. It holds us in oneness. There is no season for hatred. There is only love. And when we recognize our fear for what it is, false evidence appearing real, we release it to you that we may heal. We ask that you would bring your grace, your divinity, to bear in the wounds in our hearts, to heal those places of sorrow and pain and suffering, and to bring us to a new place, a place where our hearts can open to each other, to Mother Earth, to the trees, the plants, the animals, the birds, to all life, knowing that we are just one part of life, neither above nor below anything else. In this way we stand, grounded to Mother Earth, our faces raised to Father Sky, our hearts open in surrender and love, to touch and to connect with every being. We give thanks to stone people beneath our feet who carry the records of our history, knowing that they can show us our own history and those places that need healing. We give thanks to the air that we breathe, which is the breath of spirit that supports us in life. And we share that breath, that ha, with all beings, giving thanks in each and every moment that we are truly one in creation. Aho. Creator, great mystery, all of those who support us from other realms and dimensions. At this moment, we would like to seek prayers for the children. The children who have passed too early and have become our angels and guardians. The children who are here, ready to grow, to become the leaders of the next generation. Creator, we know that we've left a mess for them, and that they are the ones who will be the leaders who heal much of what's happened on this planet. We ask that in each and every moment, you would guide us and teach us how to listen to the children, how to hear their wisdom, and how to act on it, how to support them in their growth, in what they need to know, in order to live as healthy and whole human beings. We ask that as we heal ourselves, we open our hearts to the children so that they don't have to experience the grief that we all carry. And we ask that in this time, we see them as they truly are, the light of the world. Aho.
Aho. And we cry and we sleep in your dust because we've seen this all before. Culture fades with tears and grace, leaving us stunned, hollow with shame. We have seen this all before.
Many tribes of a modern kind doing brand new work, same spirit by side, joining hearts and hands in ancestral twine, ancestral twine. Many tribes of a modern kind doing brand new work, same spirit by side, joining hearts and hands in ancestral twine, ancestral twine. Slowly fades so. Spirit burn. every time and we wonder why. Do what we can, laugh and we cry, and we sleep in your dust because we've seen this all before.
One, I want to express thank you to you for doing this and being so courageous. If you can share where people can donate, we'll have the links below, but if you can share it out loud to assure that people are getting the support they need, financial or otherwise.
Okay. I would invite people to donate if they'd like through www.churchoftheearth.org. We are a small volunteer organization. There are no overhead fees. Whatever is sent through Church of the Earth to continue to support our survivors who are going to need support for at least a year will be given directly to the survivors. Each of us is rebuilding our lives. We're finding places now to rent temporarily until we know what the next step is. People have donated things like household goods and clothing, food, and even some furniture. And many of us are not able to work full-time jobs because of the stress that's involved right now. FEMA is now pulling out, and it's monetary donations that are going to support people through this next time in transition. So any way that people can help, even if it's $20 a month,
beautiful,
is gratefully appreciated.
Once again, I want to give thanks to Robin Youngblood for taking the time to extend a global meditation and prayer for all of us to connect to the grandmother tree in Oso, Washington. Whether you were able to do it at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the North American continent or in the next, you can still connect to that tree. What occurred to both of us during our conversation prior to this recording and after is that we're all at this point, juncture, where it's time to take responsibility for our own healing, our multi-generational healing, and truly ask ourselves the question, what are we leaving for the next seven generations to come? While that's a big question to contemplate, I came up with inspiration because they're tying prayer ties out at the grandmother tree, that if each and every one of you is inspired, please tie some prayer ties to a tree near you. One, communicating to yourself and the beautiful tree network that you're ready to do your inner work, you're ready to do your healing, and take responsibility the best way you can in every moment to do better by your fellow human species and by our Mother Earth that we are so graciously given to live on. In addition, if you can take the time to connect with the links below, if you have additional links that you would like us to include, please feel free to email me at suzannetoro@gmail.com. Again, this is hand-to-hand giving. We believe in our heart that that is the simplest and most effective way to make an effort to take care of one another. We're happy to extend that offering to other hand-to-hand giving communities around the world. As we exit out, I want to give special thanks to Carlos Nakai and Xavier Rudd, and then we are going to leave with a song by Freedom, and it is called Red, Yellow, Black, and White. Take a little bit more time for yourself and ask yourself the question, are you ready to take the space for yourself to heal? Until next time, this is She signing out. With a humble bow, a soft gaze, a full heart, and a namaste.
It's flowing through your veins.